the targeted sanctions, in fact, only affect Mugabe and his immediate cronies and prevent them from traveling to Europe and the United States, except on when they're invited on UN business. But it's been a propaganda tool for the Mugabe regime. He's been able to use these targeted sanctions to explain the catastrophic economic situation in Zimbabwe. This is a line that has been widely bought in Africa and the Third World in general. In fact, the African Union and the immediate regional body, the Southern African Development Community, are now pressing for sanctions to be removed. On the other hand, the United States and the European Union, as well as Australia and New Zealand and Canada, these are the main countries implementing these sanctions, are unlikely to remove them unless there are substantial improvements in the political situation in Zimbabwe. The sanctions were imposed because of the failure of the Mugabe regime to observe human rights because of the political repression there. And there's been consistent statements from all the countries involved. They're prepared to remove the sanctions if the current global political agreement is observed. This was signed now 2 years ago, but it's still subject to dispute. Mugabe has refused to implement many important aspects of this agreement under which the unity government now in force came into existence. And until he's prepared to make these concessions, it's unlikely that the targeted sanctions will be lifted. Certainly on an economic level in Zimbabwe itself, they don't pose any problems. What investment coming into the country is not stopped by sanctions, but by corruption and the absence of the rule of law in Zimbabwe. I don't see any reason to lift these sanctions because Mugabe is a pretty adroit operator. He won't call his bluff. He'll just invent some other excuse to continue oppressing his people. And it would be indeed a deeply unhappy sight to see Grace Mugabe flaunting her wealth in the boulevards of Paris or New York. At the moment, she's restricted to her friends in the Far East, Latin America, and so on. They can travel freely there, send their children to be educated there. There's no problem. It's the despised West that they want to go back to so that they can send their children to schools and universities in the West and spend their money at Saks and Harrods.